Today's lesson is one of those lessons where you can go as delicately and as subtly as you choose to go. And there will be times actually where I may be asking you to do less because it involves and invites very novel ways of relating to our torsos. And so sometimes people, when they're doing the movements in this lesson, feel like, that's it. I should definitely be doing more. But really, this is definitely a less is more kind of experience. So take a moment to check out how you are right now. And we're going to be looking at the relationship of the thoracic area to the rest of the self. So your thoracic area is your ribs, your thoracic vertebrae, your sternum, can go up into your clavicles. So as you're lying here, just take note. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to fix anything, but just notice, how are you breathing in that area right now? So most people, when they're lying down and breathing, feel a lot of movement in the abdomen and a minimal amount of movement in the rib cage. And that's actually pretty natural. You know, we get our rib cage more deeply involved when we're sitting up or walking or running, right? Our lungs go from just underneath the clavicles all the way down to underneath your rib cage, right? Impacting on your liver and, of course, relating to your diaphragm. So the movement that you're feeling in your abdomen is the movement of your diaphragm. But as you continue inhaling and exhaling, you may also notice that there's a little bit of response behind yourself. As you inhale and exhale, your lungs could be pressing against the back of the rib cage, or actually the inside of the rib cage, right? But you'll feel it in the back against the floor. You might feel even movement in your lumbar spine area because your diaphragm actually connects up with certain vertebrae in your lumbar spine. And you may even feel a tiny little bit of flexion in the tip of your tailbone as you inhale. Don't worry if you don't. These are just part of that somatorespiratory wave we talk about sometimes, that feeling that as I breathe, I also experience movement in myself. And then turn your attention to your ribs. And just notice how the right side of your rib cage is touching the floor. Just noticing whether it feels compressed or expanded, whether it feels like it's wide coming from the spine outward, or whether it feels narrow. How much of it is touching the floor? And then do the same thing with the left side of your rib cage. Just noticing, is there a difference left and right? Do you feel more contact or more ease on one side or the other? And then going from that area of the back of yourself, just allow your attention to kind of take a tour around your ribs towards the front of yourself, right? Those are the same ribs. And then they attach via cartilage to your sternum. So just sensing that area. You've got your sternum, and then you've got the two collarbones, which are your clavicles. And then just take another minute to notice the back of your head, how it connects with the floor, and how your pelvis connects with the floor. Because, of course, if we're going to impact on the area of the chest, then everything else is going to be affected as well. And now bend your legs and bring your feet so that they're standing. And cross your right thigh across your left thigh. So the back of the right thigh is touching the front of the left thigh. sort of the way you would if you were crossing your legs sitting in a chair for most people. And you're going to do a movement that is part of a lot of lessons. And in this case, I just, again, want you to stay within what's your comfort range. So you're going to just begin tilting your legs over to the right and returning them several times. So you don't want to take it to the point where it feels like there's a pulling or a discomfort underneath the left hip, or where it feels like you have to do a lot of work pressing with your leg or tightening in the upper chest in order to bring your legs back. Find that sweet spot where it just feels easy, elegant, pleasant. And from that place, can you begin to sense what moves with you? So, of course, you're pulling your left leg along, so you will feel something happening in the left hip. Just notice if, as you're tilting your legs over to the right like this, you feel any change, for example, in the distribution of weight under your shoulders. Do you feel anything in the front of yourself? Does it impact in any way on your sternum? Or on the position of your head? Could you picture what your spine is doing as your legs move over and pull your pelvis? What would your spine be doing right now? Notice your breath. Do you exhale as you go down? Inhale? Is it random? You can feel free to experiment a little and see if one kind of breathing makes this movement easier. For example, you could go even slower so that you exhale as you go down, then take another inhale and exhale as you come up. How would that change the quality of your movement? And then let it all go. Uncross your legs, stretch them out, take a moment to rest. Take a moment to notice your contact with the floor. And now bend your legs, bring your feet so that they're standing again. This time leaving them just like that, comfortably apart. With your left hand, could you bring your left hand to hold your right temple? So you're going to bring your hand over the top of your head so that you're holding your right temple. And now using your arm to help you, could you begin to slide your head a little to the left and return? So your elbow is going to move to the left, your arm is going to move to the left. You're going to keep your face parallel to the ceiling. And one way to know whether your face is parallel to the ceiling is to sense the back of your head as it slides along the floor, right? If you can keep the sense of the back of the head more or less keeping the same relationship that it had when you were just lying there, then you're pretty clear that you're not turning or twisting or tilting. Just let it be what it is right there. There's a little bit of a tilt, obviously, because you're moving your head a little, but keeping the back of your head in contact with the floor, your face parallel to the ceiling. You can think about your elbow moving as it goes to the left, a little in the direction of your hips, to just feel that movement and begin to notice what's happening in your rib cage as you do that. Does one side open or close? Do you feel a stretch on one side? Again, checking in on your breathing. Do you feel any kind of an echo or response in the bottom of yourself? Do your feet participate? Do you feel anything in your hips? Great. Now pause a second when you're back to center and once again cross your right leg over your left leg. And now could you continue this movement of sliding your head to the left as you tilt your legs to the right? Again, keep it within an easy movement, right? So you don't want to force anything here, but start to feel that maybe there's a relationship in these two movements. What's happening in the middle of your spine, right in the middle of what we would call your rib cage, right? Notice your breath just a few times and then let it all go. Slide your legs down, slide your arms down, take a rest. Again, sensing your contact with the floor. Is the breathing different on one side than the other side? And then once again, bend your legs. Cross your right leg across your left. Bring your left hand over the top of your head. This time, just tilt your legs where they can stay. Just tilt them a little where they can stay. And then you're going to leave your legs there and resume the movement of sliding your head to the left and back to the center. So as you leave your legs over to the right and you slide over and return, you'll notice that it's a different kind of, I don't want to call the word effort, it's a different kind of engagement. So again, keeping it light and easy. And notice what's happening on the right side of yourself, right underneath your right armpit, the right clavicle, the right shoulder blade. And then the next time that your head is over to the left like that, just leave it there for a few moments. And now with your right hand, could you just let your right hand begin sliding along your body and up your right thigh as if you wanted to touch your right knee. So your head is over to the left, your legs are over to the right, and you're just reaching. If you can reach your knee and go a little past your knee, that's fine, but you're not picking your head up. You leave your head where it is, kind of off to the side, but start to pay attention to what you feel in that upper right quadrant of your chest. The pectoral muscles up there, the first couple of ribs, the clavicle. Noticing how your shoulder blade slides. You can also play with sliding your hand along different parts of your right leg. For example, you could slide it behind your right thigh, underneath your right thigh, to the side. Notice how that changes the relationship in the clavicle. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down, slide your arms back down, straighten yourselves out and rest. So what's really, really interesting for me in this lesson is this question exploration of those first couple of ribs, right? We forget, or I forget anyway, that I have ribs right underneath my clavicles. Even if you can't necessarily feel the ribs under your clavicles right now. And by the way, feel free to go to your clavicles and just sense what's going on there. But if you put your hands behind yourself and you go to C7, which is that big seventh cervical vertebra behind you, and you go just below there, that's your first rib. And that goes all the way around to the front of you, sort of where a nice pearl necklace would kind of hang out. Underneath your clavicle, and that area of the upper rib cage is an area that's crucial for supporting us in our posture. And yet most of us don't even remember that it's there most of the time. And you shouldn't have to be thinking about your first rib, right? But it's nice to kind of develop a relationship with that area as we're working. So now that you've started to play with your ribs, for this next sequence, you can either have your legs long or your legs bent, whichever is most comfortable. And what I'd like to ask everyone to do is to see if you can find your sternum, your breastbone. So just delicately with your fingers, both hands, just bringing your hands. So where your two clavicles meet in the middle, where there's that little hollow, that's the top of your sternum. And how your clavicles join in there, you know, that's your sternoclavicular joint. And then there's a big bone that goes right down the middle of yourself. Just kind of delicately take a little walk down your sternum to get a sense of its size. It's pretty long, right? And it goes all the way down to the bottom of your ribs. So your sternum is not just that first top part. It goes all the way down to the bottom of your ribs. And so what we're going to explore now is how this sternum and the ribs that attach to it are related and affected in movement. So now from your sternum, if you start at the top again, could you see how many ribs can you find? You know, so starting on the outside of the sternum with the two, it's probably can't access too much the first rib, but maybe the second, as they come into your sternum, just really seeing what you can sense. And by the way, as you're going down, you may discover that there are some sore spots. Please don't press hard on them. Just acknowledge them. Notice where they are. So it goes all the way down in between your breasts, all the way down to the bottom of your rib cage. You'll feel at the very, very bottom, there's like a, almost like a little triangular bone. Some people can feel it. For some people, it protrudes. For some people, it's kind of pushed in. It's your xiphoid process, and it's a kind of like a little joint. So that's where your sternum has actually ended, right there where you would feel like your solar plexus is. Great. And once you've explored your sternum, just place your hands down, and then I'll know you're done. So now bend your legs again, put your feet standing, cross your right knee across your left knee again, bring your left hand over the top of your head again, tilt your legs to the right, slide your head to the left where you can hang out. And then once you've found that place, and again, remember, if it starts to feel like a strain, just cut back on one of those aspects of what you've just done. And then could you bring your hands back to your sternum? And starting at the top of the sternum, could you, one rib at a time, very delicately begin inviting your ribs and your sternum to go to the left? So you're no longer holding your head. Your hands come to your sternum, and you're literally just giving a little bit of a little push, a little pull towards the left. As if you wanted to, and believe me, it's not going to feel like it's going anywhere or just a tiny bit. Again, don't take it to the point of pain. Just easily going down your sternum, making sure that you're making contact with each rib on the rib on each side of your sternum. And sometimes it's really interesting, like one side will be tender and the other side won't, or one rib will be tender and the other one isn't. And how is that tenderness related to what's happening behind you, where your ribs join with your spine? If you have your elbows up in the air a little bit, those of you who can, so that your fingers are kind of just drooping down, it gives a little bit more of a movement, and it opens up the space between your shoulder blades. But if you can't do it, or if you have challenges with your elbows, please take care of yourself. And then once you've gone up and down your sternum, down and then returned, you don't have to keep doing it anymore. Just take a full rest. And as you're resting with your legs long, just let your attention travel to sort of like the sense memory of that contact with your sternum, right? Can you feel that it's a little bit more prominent in your mind's eye now, that there's a different experience of the life in your sternum? This is something that I'm finding more and more fascinating, that the more I pay attention to areas, especially through movement, it's like you're creating a new piece of information for your brain map, right? I mean, the sternum was always there, but the brain map maybe didn't have as much of a relationship with it because it didn't connect with its functions. So when I suddenly give my awareness to my ribs and my sternum, my brain starts creating new neurons that go sternum, sternum, which is so cool. So now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and cross your left leg over your right leg. And just a couple of times, begin tilting your legs to the left to feel that relationship. Again, staying within what's easy and comfortable, noticing what's happening to your ribs. And then pause a second, and once again, place your left hand over the top of your head. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but Feldenkrais was a crafty fellow. So now tilt your legs to the left where they can stay, and slide your head to the left. So now you're in a very unusual position. So stay in that position and just feel that for a moment. And then from there, once you're there, could you once again place both hands on your sternum with your elbows elevated if possible? And this time, as you're encouraging your ribs to go to the left again, could you also begin thinking, you don't have to force anything, you don't have to push anything, but also be thinking not just to the left, straight to the left, but think a little bit down towards the floor and a little bit down towards your hips. So again, it's just this little idea that you're giving to your rib cage, where your hands go from the top of your sternum all the way down to the bottom of your sternum, thinking about this idea that also the rib cage could maybe sink a little bit. Maybe you can connect it with your breath, softening your chest to the left and down with an exhale. Notice if you're having fun right now, exploring this very unique relationship with your chest. And now we're just going to add something, and that is, as you press down and left and exhale, could you, in this crazy position, also raise your head as if you wanted to look towards your legs? So you don't want to stay there. You just go up and then come back down. With each press, you go up and come back down. Very light. It doesn't have to be big, and it doesn't have to be straight, right? If your sternum is going to the left and your head is to the left, maybe you're just going to move your head up a little to the left too. Great. And then that's enough. Let it go. Everybody rest. Take a moment to check in on your breathing. On the sense of the contact of your ribs with the floor. And then bend your legs again. Once again, left over right and left hand over the top of your head, tilting your legs to the left and sliding your head to the left where they can stay. And then once again, placing both hands on your sternum, exploring the same thing that you've just been doing. So we're building, right? So you're encouraging your ribs and your sternum to go left and down. You exhale as you lift your head, but now I'm going to add something. Once you've lifted your head and your chest is in that lovely concave position, could you for a few seconds leave your chest in that curled position, but let your head go back, Once your head touches the floor, then relax your chest. So you're intentionally creating the kyphosis, the rounding that we spend in our lives over our phones, over our computers. But at the same time, by connecting it with your breath and softening that chest in the front, it's giving those intercostal muscles an opportunity to let go. So I'm going to repeat the whole instruction again. You're moving your sternum and your ribs to the left. Again, your elbows are up if possible. You exhale to lift your head, then leave your chest in that curled position, and then let the head come back, and then let the chest relax. Developing the power of the thoracic spine, and then let it all go. Take a rest. Don't have to do that for very long. And then bend your legs. Cross your left leg across your right leg again. Bring your left hand over the top of your head again. And now could you take your right arm, and I'll give a few variations because I know that some people might have shoulder issues. Ideally, your arm is straight up above your head on the floor somewhere near your face. If it won't go up there because you have shoulder issues, please feel free to just have your arm bent and close to your cheek so that, and I'm going to demonstrate, just kind of placing your elbow near your cheek there, or even alternatively, you could put the other hand behind your head, whatever works. Tilt your legs over to the left and slide your head over to the left so that your right arm goes with you this time. And then once you're over there with the right arm sort of as far as you can go comfortably, can you put your left hand down by your side and place your right hand on your forehead with your fingers pointing to the left? So the palm is on your forehead with your fingers pointing to the left, and just very delicately, could you begin rolling your head using the palm and the heel of your hand, trying to let your neck relax. So you're not sliding your head, you're just rolling it as if your head was like a bowling ball stuck on a noodle, right? It's just kind of going easy right and left, noticing that it's easier in one direction than the other, noticing what you feel in your neck, your shoulder. Do you feel an impact in your sternum? And then place your right hand down and do the same thing with your left hand from that same position. So you just put your left hand on your forehead and roll your head right and left. Allow this to be almost like a mental physical vacation, right? I'm just rolling my head. That's all I'm doing. Sense what's happening in your head, in the neck, how far down yourself you feel it. And then let it all go. Slide your legs down, slide your arms down, and rest again. And then before we go to the other side, could you take a moment to come up to standing? And once you're standing, just first sensing how your shoulder girdle arms are hanging there, right? Sort of resting right on top of your sternum area. And then could you imagine that in your hands you have two weights, and just a few times allow the weights to kind of pull your arm in one direction down and then pull your arm in the other direction down, and just noticing for yourself, is there one side that's easier Do you do it differently to each side? And it's kind of interesting to kind of go, well, which direction is easier? Is it the side I was bending to or the side I was bending away from? And where do I feel those differences? And maybe you don't feel any differences. Maybe it feels completely symmetrical. And then let that go and lie back down on your backs. Noticing what it's like to just get back down on the floor. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross your left leg across your right leg, put your right hand over the top of your head, and now as you tilt your legs to the left, just slide your head to the right a few times and just feel, you know, this side has been waiting for this opportunity, but at the same time, take it easy, take it slow. So you're tilting your legs now to your left as your head goes to your right. Noticing your breath. Noticing what you're feeling in your ribs. Are your ribs happy and excited to be bending in this direction? Or are you discovering that maybe there's some interference somewhere? And then the next time that your legs are over to the left and your head is over to the right, just pause there. And with your left hand, begin sliding along your left leg in the direction of your left knee, feeling how that shoulder lifts off the floor, what you feel in the shoulder blade as it slides. So your left hand is sliding along. It starts at your torso and then it goes up your thigh in the direction of your left knee. You can go underneath your thigh. You can go behind your butt. You can go sideways. Play with those different angles and just noticing, again, the relationship of this movement to the possibilities of flexion in the upper area of your chest, the clavicle, the first couple of ribs. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down and rest. And now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross your left across your right again, bring your right hand over the top of your head, slide your right hand over the top of your head, and then slide your head to the right as your legs go to the left and stay there. And then bring your hands to your sternum again. And now could you begin to explore the movement of just without the head, just that movement of letting your ribs begin to move to the right and maybe a little bit downward, but let your head stay on the floor right now. Keep it really soft. It's a new exploration. As you're playing now, right, you've got so much more sensitivity and awareness. What do you feel in the back of yourself? Can you feel the connection between this movement of your ribs in the front and how that might be impacting on your spine and where the ribs connect up with your spine? Again, taking your time to go all the way down to the bottom of your sternum. You could even have an imaginary movement of your floating ribs. Of course, it's only going to be imaginary because they don't connect up to your sternum. And then going back up. And then once you've gone down and up in your own time, then you take your own rest. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross your right leg across your left leg. So your right leg across your left leg. Once again, bringing your right hand over the top of your head. Tilt your legs to the right and slide your head to the right where you can stay. And then once again, bring your hands to your sternum. And now can we add this idea that as you move your ribs to the right, that they move downward and a little towards your waist and your head comes up on an exhale. And if it feels like it's accessible to you, then go ahead and see if you can leave your chest in that concave position as you let your head go backwards. It's almost like a surrendering of your throat and your chin for just a moment, and then you let your chest relax, right? So you're differentiating in some way and using the weight of your head to help relax those muscles right in the top of the top ribs in the back, right? Those ribs that we really don't access very often. So play there within your own pleasure and comfort range, right? You don't have to force anything. So moving the ribs. As you exhale, lift the head and then leave yourself kind of in a curled up position as the head goes backwards and then relaxing the torso. And then let it all go and rest. And now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross your right leg across your left leg again, put your right hand over the top of your head, and bring your left arm either on the floor above your head or in some way close to your cheeks so that as you travel with your head to the right, your left arm is traveling with you. So you can really feel what happens on the left side of the ribs going as far as is easy and comfortable. And then once you're as far as you can be comfortably with your head and your legs, then let your right hand come down by your side. Place your left hand on your forehead with your fingers pointing to the right and just very gently roll your head. To allow myself to just relax and let the head roll. Again, feeling what's connected with the arm. Feldenkrais was tricky, right? You're thinking about your head rolling, but as you're doing that, that left shoulder blade is moving. Again, the top of the left part of the chest is moving. And then go ahead and switch your arms. Try the other side. Feel how that's different in your elbow, in your shoulder blade, in your torso. Again, you don't have to make it big. It doesn't have to be huge in order to feel the difference. In fact, sometimes the smaller the movement, the greater the experience. And then let it all go and rest. Notice if, even though the amount of time we spent on this side was much shorter, How is the impact on the experience of your chest and your torso, your ribs, whatever you want to call it? And this is a good moment to check in on yourself. And if you feel like you've done enough and you don't want to go further, take this time to rest. For those of you who really want to see how Feldenkrais takes things into not only another orientation, but another level of challenge, the next sequence is done standing on your knees. So if you want to do it vertically and you cannot kneel, you could do this sitting in a chair, you could do this standing up, or you can put some kind of padding underneath your knees. Find a way to be vertical if you want to be. And if you want to just rest, that's fine too. And then once you're on your knees, you're going to be kneeling upright, so you're not sitting back on your haunches. Once again, place your right hand over the top of your head, just like you did when you were lying down, and begin tilting over to the right and returning, and feeling how this impacts on not just your ribs, but your sense of balance, your pelvis. So stay within what feels easy and comfortable for you. And now pause a second. Place your left hand on top of your right hand. Let's start there. And then stay in place right now and just begin sliding your left hand towards your right elbow, but don't let your elbow get in front of you. So the furthest it gets is that your upper arm, your bicep, is going to come near your ear and then return. Now we get to combine that. So you're going to tilt your head to the right and at the same time slide your left hand over. Again, keep it within your comfort range. So your elbow is pulling you to the right and at the same time your left hand is sliding over. Can you pause a second and put your left foot standing? And if it needs to go out to the side, that's a nice tripod. So don't put it right next to you. That's really unbalanced. And see if you can continue the movement and notice what the bottom half of you wants to do. Make sure you're still breathing. And then just let that go and rest in any way you want for a minute. Obviously, we're going to do the other side. So if you don't want to lie all the way down, you can do a child pose or sit or get up and jump up and down, whatever you would like to do for a moment. And then come back to your knees. Place your left hand on the top of your head. And now, of course, you've got it all figured out, so you can probably put your right hand up there right away and begin tilting to your left as you slide your right hand towards your left elbow. And I see some of you have already begun to put your right foot standing, so go ahead, put your right foot standing. Feel how that actually gives you a little bit more mobility in the pelvis and the lumbar area. And of course, you can always stay on both knees if it feels too much, right? Always listening to yourself. And then let the whole thing go. Come back to your backs. And just notice your contact with the floor once you're on your back. It's always so nice to come back to your back after you've engaged with the world in some way. And come back to yourself, to your breathing, to your connection. And just one more time, could you take your fingers and place them on either side of your sternum like you'd been doing earlier with your elbows up? And this time, could you just begin to encourage your ribs one at a time to go down towards the floor in a symmetrical fashion and down towards your tailbone? And as you do that with each one, could you try again this idea of exhaling, lifting your head, keeping that curl, letting your head go backwards and then releasing, working your way down as far as feels pleasurable, interesting, comfortable for you, softening each time, thinking about the ribs, not as a cage, but as a basket that can move without forcing, without pushing. And once you've gotten down to the bottom, just let that go. And once you're resting, come back to some of those places that you checked in the beginning of the lesson. The contact of your ribs with the floor, for example. The sense of spaciousness in the ribcage area. Where the back of your head touches the floor. What you feel in your shoulder blades and the back of your pelvis. The movement of your breath. And then when you're ready, roll to your sides and come on up to standing. And once you're standing, let those two weights be in your hands again and just see, what does it feel like now to go to one side and the other side? Has the opposite side for you improved, or have you just gotten even better at one side, or have they gotten confused in some way? Right, it's really interesting to check in with a functional movement at the end of a lesson. And then let that go and take a walk around and just see, has this, what is the feeling of your three-dimensional self in that thoracic area? Right now, can you feel the back of yourself as you're moving forward? Can you feel, maybe walk backwards, and can you feel the front of yourself as you walk backwards? And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you very much.